morning. Welcome to the memorial service for Leona Grebner. I'm Pastor Kevin Cernick. I've been here at Martintown since 1993, and it's been my pleasure and my joy to lead the congregation here, and especially these last couple years when we got to know Leona and welcome her into our family. Immediately following this service, we will travel to Lena, to the cemetery for a brief graveside service, and then everyone is invited back here for luncheon at the church immediately following that. If you don't want to or are unable to go to the cemetery, you're welcome to stay here. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and things like that to eat over there, to snack on coffee and beverages while you're waiting for the group to come back. And also, if you would like an audio copy of the service, we can make those for you. And also, the service today will be up on our website by this evening. So if you want to send it out or if you want to listen to it again, you can just go to martintowncommunitychurch.org and click on the link and it will come up. Or if you can't remember that, just Google Martintown Community Church and it'll come up. I would like to begin the service by reading the 121st Psalm. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Reading from the word of the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts, but at the same time, Lord, we thank you for the joy that you have put in our hearts as we remember the life and even the death of Leona Grebner. I thank you, Father, for the impact that she had on so many people. I thank you for her family who is here, which extends from generation to generation to generation. And we praise you, Lord, for Leona's testimony and for her love for you and her family and her farm and life in general. We just thank you and praise you. And I pray today that as our hearts grieve, that we will find our comfort and our strength and our joy in you. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Reading Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like the grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Randy, Jennifer, and Chloe Hakama to come, and they will share some thoughts on Leona, and then they're going to sing one of Leona's favorite hymns.
That she loved her Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus was asked in the Gospels, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, this is the greatest commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And certainly Leona loved the Lord Jesus Christ, loved him first and foremost. As she lived her life, as things went, whether they were for her good or whether they were not for her good, three words were always on her lips: praise the Lord. If you knew Leona, she loved to talk about her God. She always talked about the fact that this must be his will, and she was submitted to that. She was committed to God's will for her life, and she loved the Lord her God with all of her heart, with all of her soul, with all of her strength. Jesus also said the second commandment is to love others as you love yourself, and Leona did that too. She loved her family, and she loved others. There really wasn't anything that Leona wouldn't do for you. And she loved talking about her family. You could spend hours at her house and she would talk about her family. She loved her family and she loved others. And she loved her church. And she was committed to her church. And so we are privileged to have known Leona. We're thankful for the opportunity to be a part of this service. And we're going to sing one of her favorite hymns. And it's taken from a passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Whenever we had hymn sing and we asked for favorites, this was always, there were one of two songs that were her favorites. And the Apostle Paul writes for us, beginning in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50, he says, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And one of Leona's favorite hymns was "Victory in Jesus."
Going to read the obituary and then family will share some memories they have of Leona, and then we'll open it up to everyone here. If you have a special memory you'd like to share with us, you'll have that opportunity. Leona A. Grebner, also known as Grandma Oni, age 98, of Lena, went to her eternal home on Friday, October 5th, 2018, at Mercy Health Hospital in Rockford. She was born on November 29, 1919, in Alfolke, Illinois, to John and Mabel Rosensteel Janicki. She married Lloyd Falkenberg in November of 1937 in Freeport. He passed away in May 1965. She married Keith Grebner in October of 1967, and he passed away in March 1997. She is survived by her two daughters, Lenora and Tom Campmeyer of Rockford, Julie and Gary Montgomery of Winslow, son-in-law George Dry of Lena, eight grandchildren, Colin and Penny Campmeyer, Kelly Campmeyer, both of Rockford, Ryan and Krista Montgomery of Davis, Kyle and Callie Montgomery of New Glarus, Wisconsin, Debbie and Richard Farmer, Greg and Kathy Dry, Rich and Deanna Dry, all of Lena, and Darla and Rob Lingle of Winslow. She's also survived by 18 great-grandchildren, six great-great-grandchildren, and sister Ethel Miller of Rockford. She was preceded in death by her parents, her husbands Lloyd and Keith, her daughter Norma Jean Dry, and siblings Arthur Janicki, Dorothy Clark, Dolores Egli, Esther Schwaber, Laverne Janicki, and Shirley Paul. Leona was a member of the Lena Baptist Church for 45 years, where she taught Sunday school for many of those years. Upon the church's closing, she joined Martintown Community Church. She lived on her family farm for 72 years. As written in an article by K.T. Jones about Leona, the secrets of life are simple and empowering. Hard work, treat all God's creatures with respect, and have a deep faith in the Lord. Her simple lifestyle combined with her amazing work ethic, stewardship, care for her animals, gardening, and dedication to the Lord proved to be her legacy. Blessed by God's will and supported by many, this outstanding woman truly held the keys to a most fulfilling and prosperous life. Leona was also a dedicated caregiver, as well as a foster mom to four children. She was a true treasure to many. It's hard to put a person like Leona, to put her life in a short obituary, put it in a nutshell like that, but that described her life pretty well. So at this time, I'm going to ask the family. I know some are prepared to share. If you would, come up. Okay, Richard. And I'll ask that you talk into the mic, because, like I said, we're recording this, and we can't hear you otherwise.
Hard to hear. I lived under a delusion for a lot of years. I thought that I had Debbie as my own. The 1920s and 30s was a very difficult time to raise a family, to be a child, but I want us to go back there, because this is where Leona got the polish and the love that's inside of her. She worked hard. Her and her sister Ethel delivered papers for a penny a copy. Not for bubblegum, not for a treat, not for a gift for themselves, but it went back to Mom and Dad. Mom was very resourceful, Leona's, taking material discarded and surplus of the local coffin factory and producing undergarments. How fitting it is today that that material embraces Leona. They had to go through a lot of ribbing at school. In order to make things work in their home and to keep it warm, they used a kerosene heater. This kerosene heater was no doubt inefficient and leaky. And the odor that they carried to school of the kerosene was the point of many jokes or ribbing. Leona took a lot. Leona attended school until the eighth grade, at which point she gave up her desire to be a nurse in order to produce an income supplement to raise the family of her mom and dad's. Leona is truly a giver. In all of that giving and learning, she came up with some good sayings. If she didn't know you, it was, "I don't know him from a load of hay." A lot of us have unloaded a lot of those loads. And I'm very thankful that, yes, a lot of those loads are not remembered. You know, Leona, can't call her a backseat driver, sorry. But that right seat, by golly, her grandchildren, her children, no doubt heard the statement, "Raymond, Cranker, we're headed for the rhubarb." Leona was truly great. Leona got attached to certain words and items. They were her items. And she didn't care about time and how it moved on and the different languages mean different things. It was her pocketbook. None of this purse stuff. Pocketbook. When you go to her house for Thanksgiving, never fear. There will be a candy dish close. She loves sweets. These were a lot of the memories that people have shared with me, and it enriched my life. But this is the one that Leona shared directly with me. I had to confirm it because my memory doesn't stretch as far as it used to. She shared with me the times that her dad would take an individual child to the ice cream parlor. That was a time that she knew that she was special. And when she refers to something special or someone special, it's, "Hey, honey, how sweet it is to be someone special to Leona Grubner."
Someone else in the family. I'm going to switch mics. Turn on Judy's mic.
I am one of Aunt Leona's many nieces and nephews. I am the son of Laverne Janicki. I am Keith Janicki. I'm not named after that Keith. I'm named after my mother's brother, Keith. But one of the times I actually spent up Aunt Leona's was the summer after my mom passed away. Her service is actually held in this church also. But I was sent up there for, I don't remember how, a couple of weeks or whatever. Her and Uncle Keith at that time, you know, she had cows, and she also had her upholstery business, which was in pretty swing. She had a couple of couches and chairs in there, I remember, she was working on. One morning, Uncle Keith, you know, me being at that time, if you guys know me, I was like 90 pounds, didn't weigh. The wind would blow me away in a second. He's like, "You're going to go clean the barn today." And, you know, "You're going to get out there and clean the floor of the barn, all the hay and the crap and whatever." And Aunt Leona's like, "You can't make that young boy do that hard work all by himself. That thing hasn't been cleaned in forever," whatever she said. And so I went out there and started it. But within, you know, probably within 10, 15 minutes, Aunt Leona was dressed, had her boots and that on. She helped me. Took us most of the day to clean it out. You know, and Uncle Keith, of course, never once came out and picked up and helped us, but apparently I've been told that was sort of his operenda. You know, it was a great summer there. I mean, she probably should have been in the upholstery shop doing upholstery that day for somebody's thing, but instead she was helping me. I mean, I spent, you know, walked the park that summer. It was a great time in my life that I remember dearly spending with her. And one of the other times, you know, I was up there, which I posted some of the video and the picture and the audio. She would just talk about anybody and everybody. If I didn't know what was going on with Julie or Debbie, or I knew by the time I left there, I knew everything that was going on. And her neighbors that lived down the lane, she talked about them dearly all the time. One of the last times I was up there, she's like, "Sweetie, you know, make sure you watch for deer." As I said, because if anybody knows me, I've hit too many deers in my life. She's like, "Make sure you watch for deers leaving the lane." Sure enough, just before I passed the tree line, a little deer came running out in front of me. She was a great, great aunt, and I will miss her dearly. Thank you.
Very nice, from the heart. You can tell on your family if you want, Julie. Are there more that don't know? Would someone from the congregation care to share a story about Leona?
Well, Nori came up and says, "Do you want to talk anything about Leona?" And I says, "Sure." I says, "I'll come on up." She has one story that Leona was telling me, and maybe you had heard this, about the deer and the cow. She was milking, and she had one cow that would always come up. One of the tits would be all milked out. She was like, "What is going on here?" And this happened several times. Now, lo and behold, one time, here comes this little baby deer up with the cow. And so she solved that problem. And I think Nori the one that, or Julie, and there's a picture. So there, it is a true story. There is a picture of Julie with that cat or deer, the baby, and that. And then there was another time that she was telling me, she says, "Yeah," she says, "the neighbor called me up today." And I said, "Really?" She says, "Yeah," says that. She had a black calf that kept jumping over the fence. Says, the neighbor calls and says, "It's over there on the dam," says, "you need to get over here and get this calf. And it's pooping on my dam." She says, "So, it's fertilizing your dam. Why are you worried about it?" Well, the calf come back over and jumped back in the field, and I don't know what the neighbor thought then, but She had a lot of interesting stuff. I'd go down there and she'd just tell me stories just as she did everybody else. I got to know the family. I loved it. And she always had a smile on her face when I come down there. You know, she just, she taught me how to garden. And I don't know, that one year I went down there and I dug up the potatoes and she was in the house and I come back up and I was mud from hair to toe with getting down on the ground and that. And she's like, what have you done? And I says, well, I dug them potatoes that you said I needed to dug. You know, she says, you're mud from head to toe. And she just laughed and laughed at me. But I just enjoyed her. Lene was another neighbor that went down, and she used to tell me, praise the Lord, I was doing something outside, and there showed Lene up and helped her. I went down and helped her as much as I could. I don't like that sheep shit smell, but I went down there and helped her clean the barn one time. But and help move the sheep around and could keep an eye on her. And we'd take off sometimes on the four-wheeler and just go around the farm. She just loved it, being able to go in the back and see how the crops were and everything. And then we'd take off, and sometime the last time was we went to town. She enjoyed that, and we went around the roads illegally, but I took her all over. But I couldn't ever get her to drive it, but she enjoyed it. So thank you for giving me Leona. I praise the Lord so much for that opportunity to get to know her.
Hi, I'm Joe Leverton, and I was one of Grandma Oni's little lambs like over 35 years ago. And as a kid, and I guess teenager and adult, sitting still, following rules and doing things, I guess the normal way has never been one of my skills. And her class met in the nursery at the Baptist church, so imagine me a little bounding around three-year-old, four-year-old, going into our class, and it was toys everywhere. So like 2 minutes probably into every class time, I was up and playing with the toys. My favorite was a house, so it's a house that kind of opens up like that. And of course, I learned that if you turn the house on its side, and you got a wooden block, and put it in the chimney, and then close the house really fast, the block would fly out. I thought that was pretty incredible, and I would be glad to spend Sunday school doing that, putting little targets around and seeing. Obviously, that wasn't quite what you should be doing in Sunday school. So Grandma Oni would like lure me like a baby bird with stale miniature marshmallows. And she'd put them out, I mean, kind of like on a trail. So I would like eventually find my way sitting next to her, and then I would get a little animal cracker slid toward me so I could bite its head off and play with a headless animal that would run around. That's what I did in Sunday school. So I don't remember a lot of like the actual verses and stuff she probably taught us. They're in there somewhere. But a couple of things I really remember is always her kindness and just always smiling at me. And I had plenty of people that were not quite so encouraging of how I was, but she was one of them. She always smiled, the twinkle in her eyes, and just the hugs that she would give me. And at the end of almost every Sunday school class, we would sing, usually Trust and Obey, which was number 365 in the hymn book at the Baptist church. And it was my job to find that. And I would take plenty of time to find that song, and I got to stand up and lead all my other fellow classmates in the song. And Anyway, so she always encouraged me to kind of be who I was without really saying those words. And the hug, the smiling, kindness, the twinkle in her eyes is something I will always remember.
I think most of us can relate one way or another to the stories that were told today, because one thing I noticed about Leona was that she treated everybody with the same amount of love and kindness and patience, and the stories go on, and I've heard many of them on how she was like this is my comparison, like the little widow in the Bible who had the vase with oil in the bottom, and Elijah told her to get all the vases, have your sons collect all the vases and just fill them with oil. And she did, and she never ran out of oil, and she filled all the vases, and they even had extra, and she went and sold it. That was Leona's love. She was like this little vase with this love inside, and no matter how much she gave, she never ran out. And when the Lord finally took her, she had some left, and God provided. And you can see on your program, they copied Leona's signature, I call it, Praise the Lord, and in her shaky writing, but that was her theme in life. And it was just over 2 weeks ago, about 10 or 12 days ago now, that I stood on the steps outside of the door of this church, and I visited with Leona as she was leaving after the 10:30 service. And we had had a baptism that Sunday. We had a young lady and a young man who were baptized up here in the front, and we had a baptismal tank, and the young man was about 6'4" tall, and he stood in that water tank and gave his testimony, and then we had him baptized. But that brought back memories to Leona of her own baptism. And the very last conversation that I had with her was where she told me that on November 17th, 1971, that she had accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And she told me that every time I went to see her, every time we went to her house, she reminded us, November 17th, and I always remember it because 17th and 71 just invert the numbers. And she said on December 12th of that year, her and Nori and Julie were baptized together at the United Brethren Church, I think in Freeport. And she was telling me this story, and she got all done, and she turned to leave, and she said, and I was wondering, how were you ever going to get that tall boy down in the water? And she turned and she went down the steps. She never used the ramp, always the steps. She would hang on to the railing and she'd lift her cane up and she would go down each step. And I just feel that, you know, once or twice in a person's lifetime, someone comes along who is so unique and so uncommon that they simply leave an indelible impression upon you. And Leona was that kind of person. And I shared with Pastor Hockham on the phone the other day that I'm honored and I'm humbled to be speaking at Leona's service today. And I'd like to thank Nori and Julie for asking me to take part in this. And I almost feel like Leona was some kind of superstar or some kind of celebrity, because in her family, that's what she is, and that's what she was, and that's the legacy that will live on. I've had the privilege of knowing Leona for only about 2 years, ever since she started attending church here at Martintown. The first time I met her was at our 8 o'clock service, and She said that someone had suggested that she attend that service because it's more traditional. And so she did. And as she left that day, she said, well, I'll be back next Sunday to check out the 10:30 service. And sure enough, she was here right on time, and she always sat right there in the second row. And afterward, she told me, I said, so what do you think? Which service? And she said, I don't like that 8 o'clock service. And I was like, really? And she said, I like this one. And, you know, I never expected that. But every Sunday, she sat up here, and she immersed herself in the worship songs. And as our worship team played and sang, I can see her standing there with her head looking up at the screen, keeping up with the words on the screen and singing those songs. And she said, many of those I don't know. I've never heard before. But I can read the words. And that was how she followed along and worshiped. And as Pastor Hockema said, she loved the Lord with her whole heart and her whole heart, soul, and mind. And she was happy walking with the Lord and helping others grow in their understanding of the Savior. And like you and everyone else in this room, I marveled at her ability to thrive all these years, her raw determination and her work ethic and her love of life and her love for her family and her love for the Lord and her commitment to Him and His work. And she was instrumental in the beginning days of the Lena Baptist Church all the way up until just a couple years ago. Her and her first husband were very involved in that, and then after he passed away, her and her second husband just as well, and her family. And she taught Sunday school, I think Julie said, all the way up until 1995, when they ran out of children for her class, or she probably would have still been doing it. Leona was a great lady, and she was a great matriarch to her family. And when she began to attend church here, she instantly became a part of our family. And we loved her from day one, and we wept when we heard the news that she had had a massive stroke and probably wouldn't be coming to church again. But that still didn't stop us from hoping, because we had heard all of that before when she suffered a stroke just a few months earlier. And she got better so fast that she was back to church in a couple weeks. And when she couldn't convince someone in her family to bring her to church, and she told me she tried everything. She said, I tried the love approach, I tried the guilt approach, I tried the hit them over the head approach. She said, most of the time I can get somebody to bring me, but when she couldn't, she drove herself up here in that Crown Victoria. And she'd park right out here, and she would come up the steps and come in and sit down. And when she would leave, I'd say to her, well, have a good week. And she'd say, of course I will. I can't have anything else. The Lord's been so good to me. And we suffered with her when she couldn't speak after her stroke, but we knew what she was trying to say, and we patiently waited, and she got the hugs and the love and the attention that she should have had, that she deserved. The Bible says in Psalm 116, verse 15, when they arrive at the gates of death, God welcomes those who love Him. And last Friday, early in the morning, God was there welcoming Leona into the gates of heaven. Jesus tells a story in the 16th chapter of Luke about two men who died. Jesus says there that one went to hell, where it says that he was in great torment and anguish and was begging for a drop of water to be placed on the tip of his tongue. And I bring this up because the Bible warns us about hell. A lot of people choose to believe in heaven, but they say, oh, I don't believe in hell. But hell is a real place. It's spoken about more times in the Bible by Jesus than he actually spoke about heaven. And hell is not a happy place where you go so you can party with your rowdy friends. It's a sad place. It's a place of judgment and torment. And in Hebrews 9:27, it tells us that it is appointed unto man to die once, and after that, the judgment. And so we'll stand before the Lord to answer for our lives. Jesus, in that story of the two men who died, he says that another man died, and he was a righteous man, and the angels came and carried him to paradise. And that gives us just a little insight into what happened last Friday with Leona. Because if you can picture this with me, Leona is fading rapidly from this earthly life. And she's lying in that hospital bed down there at Rockford Memorial. And when Leona first had the stroke, Greg called me and told me that Grandma was taken to the hospital by EMS, and he thought I should know, so I went there immediately, and she was in the hospital at Freeport, and Julie and Nori were there, and Krista stopped in, and there were other nurses there, but Leona knew we were there. Julie asked her to squeeze her hand, and her left hand was still strong, and she could squeeze her left hand, and I went up to the bed and I talked in my loud voice and I told her that I was here, and she lifted her hand and we knew that she knew what was going on. And then later down at Rockford, when she was lying there and the Hockamas came and sang this song to her, Victory in Jesus and also O Beulah Land. But as the days went on, she responded less and less, Leona did. But on one of the days, I think it was Tuesday, Julie was talking about her cat. And Leona responded. I mean, she started making these noises in her throat, and she's moving her mouth around and her eyebrows and stuff. And we knew that she knew, could hear what we were saying. And people came and went. That last Sunday was a busy day, and Julie said after the day settled down, she told her mom, everybody that had come to see her that day. And so Leona knew exactly what was going on. But as the days went on, and on Thursday, there was no response whatsoever, and the hospice nurses were saying, this is probably the end, near the end. Well, she passed away then that next morning, early in the morning. But I can imagine that as Leona's lying on that bed down there at Rockford Memorial, and she hears some noise, she hears some talking and some laughter, she looks up and she sees that God's angels are there. And they say, come on, Leona, it's time to go. Your heavenly home is ready. You know, Jesus said in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And I can say these things, and I'm not just making up a good story or bringing upon you wishful thinking. I can say these things because the Bible tells us these things. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, the Apostle Paul, when speaking of the death of a believer, he says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Leona didn't go into some waiting place or into the ground or into some sort of soul sleep. The Bible says that God's angels came and instantly transferred her from here to the very presence of God. And there the Lord stood, blessed in the sight of the Lord are his saints. And he was waiting. And all I can say is, how great is that? How great is that, that Leona could live almost 99 years and have her little farm with her sheep and her cats and her family and everybody coming and going, and all the way down to the last week of her life, she was able to enter into that type of joy. The Apostle John, in writing about the hope that we have as believers in Jesus Christ, and this was Leona's hope, 1 John 5:13, he says, I write these things unto you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And maybe you're sitting here this morning, and as I've been speaking, you're thinking, what was it exactly that Leona had that made her so special that God would welcome her into heaven when she died? And we can look at Leona, and Leona is a legacy, and she's unusual because nobody that we know lives to be 98 years old in her condition. That in itself is a legacy, but you add to it her love of family and all these things that have been mentioned, her work ethic, her love of life, the zest that she had for life. But those weren't the things that God recognized and welcomed her into heaven for. You might be thinking, well, I'm not a bad person, but I'm certainly not perfect either. How does someone have to get an angelic escort to heaven? And some people say, well, all my life I've been told that if I wanted to go to heaven, I had to be good. But did you know that heaven is a perfect place? And for us to go there when we die, we have to be perfect too. Not just good, but perfect. And that's our dilemma. Because the Bible says that there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible says that we're not good enough, that we need God. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says that God has set eternity in the heart of man. And that tells us that every man, woman, and child knows that this life is not all there is. That God has set eternity in our hearts, and that we will stand before our Creator and give answer for our lives. That's inevitable. The good news is that perfection is found in Jesus Christ. And when we repent of our sins and turn to him, his perfection becomes our perfection. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, the Bible says. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, he who knew no sin became sin. While he was hanging on the cross, he took our sin into his body, and he paid the price for you and I. And he was the only person throughout all of the ancient history up to today that was qualified to die for the sin of another person, because he had never died. He had never sinned. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And that was the secret, that was the mystery that had been unveiled to Leona. And she understood that, and she believed that with all of her heart. And it's something that each one of us must decide, because it doesn't just happen. It's an act of the will. Jesus said in Matthew 20:11, come unto me. In Jeremiah 29:13, he says, when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. And so I say, go home and take your Bible and open it up and seek the Lord Jesus. Open to the New Testament book of John and read about his life and his death and his resurrection. Jesus said in John 10 that the devil's purpose in your life is to steal and kill and destroy you. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Salvation is a free gift that we cannot work for or earn in any way. Our good works cannot make us perfect, but God will give you the perfect righteousness you need if you'll just put your trust in Jesus Christ. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus today, if you've never invited him into your life, if you've never declared him Lord of your life, if you've never received him as Lord and Savior, right now, where you sit, you can do just that. The Bible tells us that death is coming to us all. We know we cannot escape it. Each one of us, sooner or later, will end up exactly like Leona, here in a coffin with our soul having slipped on into eternity, where we will give account to our Creator. The Bible tells us that Jesus has defeated the power of death over those who have put their faith in him. And I believe that in one's lifetime, God gives each one of us an opportunity to put our faith in him. And I can say adamantly that you are here today by God's divine appointment. And this message is for you, because this is the message that Leona heard and read and lived her whole life. You can have God's peace, and that longing in your soul can finally be satisfied. Just between you and God, the simplest prayer, the simplest call to him, and he'll respond. And I'd like us all to bow our heads. And if your desire today, if the desire of your heart is to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then follow as I lead you in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize that I need you. And I confess my sinful heart to you. Please take my sins away and make me clean and pure from the inside. And I commit my life to you and living my life the way your great word instructs me. Please come into my heart and save me. There's a verse in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. It says, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, with thankful hearts, with heavy hearts. But yet, Lord, your word tells us that sorrow lasts for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Lord, as we look back on Leona's life and as we revisit those wonderful experiences that we had with her, I pray that these things will draw us to your word, and that our desire will be to live a life that is pleasing to you, and even like Leona lived her life, always seeking your will and wanting nothing more than to walk in step with you and wanting nothing more than to bring glory and honor to your name. And Lord, wanting nothing more than for her offspring children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great to know you the way she knows you. And Father, we thank you today that all of heaven is rejoicing. And I thank you for the day when we take part in that great reunion. And I pray these things in the name of our loving Lord. Amen. Amen. That concludes our service. I'll ask the funeral home people to come up, and then we'll have the pallbearers come, and then we'll proceed to the cemetery.